On Wednesday, October 4th, Carbondale Arts, together with Ascendigo Autism Services and Scavenger Industries, unveiled the first installation along the Rio Grande Artway, a mosaic bench located on 8th Street, 50 yards from the Ascendigo offices. Residents of the Roaring Fork Valley may have participated in fabricating pieces for the bench at Ascendigo's booth during this past summer's Carbondale Mountain Fair.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Peter Bell, and I am the President and CEO of Ascendigo Autism Services. This is really a special day for us on many different levels. We're fortunate that we created two of these mosaics, and we're able to have two different benches. And we're actually going to put a second bench right outside our offices.
A dedication ceremony commemorated Alex DeMeo, brother to Zachary DeMeo, a participant in Ascendigo's adult program. Alex passed away nearly 2 years ago.
Zachary is the younger brother of Alex with autism spectrum disorder. His brother Alex, bright, young, intelligent, loving brother, got caught up in addiction, which is unfortunately rampant in our country, and we lost him.
That's Harry DeMeo, father to Alex and Zachary.
Alex is gone from this world, but the love between the two of you, Zach, will last eternally. Alex always believed in you. I'm going to end with a short quotation from Carl Jung on soul and God. And time and again, I lost a path, found it again, where I would never have foreseen it. You upheld my belief when I was alone and near despair. At every decisive moment, you let me believe in myself. Keep believing in yourself, Zachary. There's only one way, and that's your way. May everyone find their own way. Thank you.
Zach, with assistance from a computer, expressed...
Wow. He said, I am proud to have so many people who love me and my family.
Local artist Olivia Pevick, co-founder of Scavenger Industries, shared the following.
I'm deeply touched that this is happening. When this project started, I didn't know it would have this memorial aspect, and I'm moved.
Olivia will also be collaborating to install an archway at the entrance to the Artway at Highway 133 across from the Rafta Park and Ride. This weekend, the Artway will see additional improvements at D Rail Park and the Latino Folk Art Garden. Community work days are Friday, October 6th and Saturday, October 7th from 9 to 1, with lunch provided. For more information about these projects, listeners can contact Amy Kimberly at 970-963-1680.
Creative placemaking is an evolving field of practice that intentionally leverages the power of the arts, culture, and creativity to serve a community's interest while driving a broader agenda for change, growth, and transformation in a way that also builds character and quality of place.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.